Today, I want to touch on a really interesting topic. It's one that is something that I think about and debate all the time, and one that lots of people have lots of opinions about. If you've ever read a click link baity headline, the most valuable traits for entrepreneurs, and then they go on to list them. Everyone's got their own view. You have things that people think you need day to day. You have things that you need on a high level strategic view, and all these traits kind of come and go over time. But I want to talk about the one that I think is the most important for an entrepreneur to have. And I'm going to break this into three specific parts. The first thing that I think we need to discuss is the day-to-day traits. Then we're going to talk about the mental ability. And overall is going to be the final thing that we discuss. And I think that it's time to tell you what I think the most important trait is. And for me, in my experience, it's been resilience, being able to be resilient to things. That is a complicated and intricate way to look at the world, but that is what it means to build a business. So I think we need to talk about day-to-day resilience, mental resilience, and overall, business to business to business, every time you start something new, resilience. So let's get into it. Let's kick off with the high-level view of resilience. Many people will tell you that you need to be a coder, you need to be a project manager, or you need to have the skill of raising money or networking. And yes, you need those things. And sometimes you need one specific skill, sometimes you need a collection. But over and above the specifics or the collection, the thing that I have found the most valuable in my career as an entrepreneur has been resilience. The ideas that I've pitched that have been the craziest have received the most resistance. And when you receive resistance, the only way to overcome that is to pursue and push on. And that for me is resilience. In the face of many, many no's, you need to seek the one yes. In the face of a lot of rejection, you need to sign that one deal. And for me, that is resistance and resilience. So when I was at my last business, Motribe, I went out and tried to raise money and probably pitched 40 VCs, venture capitalists, in the space of a year. And without fail, they all said no. One of them would say yes at the end, and that's what kept us alive. In my time of starting businesses, I've probably started 10 to 12 businesses since I was 18, and almost all of them but two have failed. I don't think that being a better coder or being a project manager helps you start your next business. I believe that the trait that keeps you going is your resilience, your ability to continue on and push through the rejection and the failure and the pain, and to be resilient to those things. There is a difference between being resilient and being cocky and arrogant and ignorant. I think that resilience comes with a level of being humble, of learning and understanding your failures and bettering yourself after you've failed. So, on the high level, you need resilience to keep building the next thing, and that's pretty key. Next, I think that it's really important for an entrepreneur to have mental resilience. So, since we're talking about the idea of being resilient in general, yes. Day to day, it's important, and we'll get to that next. And yes, it's important to have a level of high strategic resilience and being able to overcome failure from one to the next. But it's also very key to make sure that as an entrepreneur, you are mentally resilient. The ups and downs of being an entrepreneur are overwhelming and frequent. The skill that you have to have to allow yourself the ability to be mentally resilient is a very difficult thing and one that is often overlooked. Lots of entrepreneurs, excuse me, suffer from manic depression, from bipolar, from insomnia, from fear, overwhelming depression, from imposter phenomenon, from a lot of very serious, very real mental issues, because what we do is difficult and it's not meant to be easy. Your ability to bounce back from those things and to accept them as part of your day and not to ignore them, because ignoring them makes it worse, your ability to do those things makes you a better entrepreneur. If you ignore those things, you're not being resilient. You are ignoring the problems at hand. And the problems are real and they're normal and they're regular, and I go through them day to day. The ups and downs, the bipolar, the manic depression, the extreme highs and the extreme lows. What you need to do is find a good middle, a mental middle that allows you to be resilient. Those things can crush you. But if you are mentally resilient and you understand what you're going through and you are aware of the things you're experiencing, it helps you in your resilience. I have in the past seen a psychologist to assist me in unpacking the boxes that I have that are piled up in my brain in a mess. And that adds to my mental resilience. I read a lot. I engage with my peers and my friends and my colleagues and my mentors to help me get through the mental blocks that I'm having. But ignoring them is possibly the biggest mistake you can make. So added on to the high-level strategic year-to-year, decade-to-decade resilience that you need, you also need mental resilience to make sure you can get through your day. Then finally, the day-to-day resilience that you need to be an entrepreneur is incredible. It doesn't matter what kind of an entrepreneur you are. If you're a tech entrepreneur, if you're a retail entrepreneur, if you have a skill set that lies in HR, if you have a skill set that lies in anything, day to day, your job is going to be hard. Day to day, you're going to be extremely excited and then extremely depressed. In the same day, in an hour, within that day, within minutes, you can sign a great deal and have one of your leading team resign. That day to day resilience that you require is possibly the most important thing that you have to acknowledge exists. You need to be resilient on a day-to-day level. Over and above your own sanity, it also helps with your team's sanity. If you are not resilient day-to-day and you are embracing the upswings and the downswings and reacting outwardly to those things, your team will begin to panic. They will be able to know when you are extremely depressed or extremely happy. They'll know when you are going through something. And I'm not saying hide those things. That would be the biggest mistake you can make. I'm saying deal with them, internalize them, understand the things that you experience, and then become more resilient. The way you become more resilient day to day is to acknowledge the things that you go through day to day. Don't ignore them. Don't push them aside, because they will not go away and they will not get better. As you grow, those things don't go away. It's a common misconception that entrepreneurs have that, oh, I just need more money. I just need more staff. I just need to be bigger and things will get better. And that's just not true. You are not going to get rid of your problems day to day by growing. You're going to get rid of your problems day to day by dealing with them, by understanding them and becoming resilient to them. So do yourself a favor. Today, go out and be honest about how resilient you actually are and how your business actually is. And then try work on the resilience in your business and in your personal life. Have a fantastic week. And if you've got any stories to share about being resilient, send them my way.